Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Adam Gilchrist, looking forward to chatting to you today. Really appreciate it. How are you?
Hi, Lester. You're really well, thank you. Yeah, how are you doing?
Excellent, excellent. Just I have a problem
good with
e-cyclists here. But we're going to be starting with Russian angst, and we're not talking about Tolstoy literature here. It's about Vladimir Putin says that conflict with NATO is drawing closer.
Yes, war and peace, as in, yes, angst and frustration, maybe that's the rewrite. From the Kremlin, America's decision to send more military aid to Ukraine has, in their words, increased the danger of a direct military clash between Russia and the West. Russia's ambassador to the United States, Anatoly Antonov, said it was an immediate threat to Moscow, and he says the U.S. is a now participant of the conflict in Ukraine. It's all a question of how you frame it, because Russia's busy reframing those four annexed regions anyway. Vladimir Putin signed off the papers yesterday, but it doesn't stop Ukraine making gains on the battlefield. You can say one thing, what's actually happening might be another. But that aid package, it seems almost every week that the US or somebody is giving another $500 million here, $500 million there. Ukraine needs it. It's making a difference. But it's also a war that's not going to end anytime soon. It won't be over by Christmas, to coin a phrase.
Gosh. We had Vladimir Zelensky just last week signing that that official application to join NATO. How quickly is this supposed to happen if their application is in fact accepted? It could be vetoed by any of the NATO countries. But if that happens, there's something called Article 5, and it means the Collective Defense Pact then gets activated if NATO is if Ukraine gets accepted as a member of NATO. The ongoing war with Russia means that other NATO countries would have to, or the duty bound, to come to the defense actively, and not just providing weapons and training, but actively to come to the defense of Ukraine. How far away are we from that?
It's a difficult one, that, though, isn't it? Because retrospective membership, where you say, well, you've attacked a member, tricky, isn't it? To be honest, normally an application to join NATO, like an application to join the European Union, takes years. But if they want to, they absolutely could try and speed it up. The only thing is that Turkey is a major player in all of this, and their president, Recep Erdogan, has previously said about boycotting or stopping or being far more on side with Russia, frankly, than most of the rest of Europe, or most of the rest of NATO, for that matter. So I can't see it being sped up that much, and I can't see it being retrospective. There are issues there, because, after all, we don't want to go to war with Russia, do we? Question mark? I hope not.
Let's then go to South Korea's military mistake. It says it's as of a result of its own missile test.
Yes, they have now apologized. Basically, there was a bit of tit-for-tat going on. We know that a couple of days ago, North Korea fired a missile over Japan as a sort of little flex of strength, a flex of muscle. In response, the South Korean military launched a missile that actually then crashed safely. No one hurt, as far as we know, absolutely. But it went rather close to the coastal city of Gangneung. It was meant to be a show of strength. It was meant to be, look, if you're going to do that, we can do this too. And South Korean residents thought, hang on a moment, we're under attack. As this missile roared overhead, they thought it was North Korea having a go. There was, frankly, a bit of panic and confusion in the streets. And then government officials had to explain, although they didn't for many hours, which added to the confusion. I mean, many hours went by before they explained what the explosion of the missile was, not so very far away. So as own goals go, that's a bit of a daft one, given the state of anxiety, shall we say, in that part of the world.
Let's stay with own goals. Liz Truss making a seemingly very important speech yesterday, but everything comes down to optics, and it's around the optics of music choice this time.
Yes, absolutely right. She was giving a conference speech, the new prime minister, her first as prime minister, meant to be full of decision and determination and direction, and that's a moot point as to whether she achieved any of those. But it's been completely clouded by the fact that she walked on stage to the music of M People and Moving On Up. Now, her campaign slogan at the conference has been Getting Britain Moving. So somebody thought, let's have a moving song and put that on. Now, admittedly, they kind of cut to the chase with your moving on up. But lest we brush it to one side, some of the lyrics in that song, you've done me wrong, your time is up. You took a sip from the devil's cup, you broke my heart, there's no way back.
Who do you think you are? That's my favorite line. Who do you think you are?
Who do you think you are? Stop acting like some kind of star. I know. You could. Do you know what? If she'd chosen the Beatles, I'm a Loser, or From the Sound of Music, So Long Farewell, I think she might have done better.
Adam Gilchrist, looking forward to chatting tomorrow with The World View.